Weird is no longer with us. No, he's just not here for the show. He had people or something. I don't know. Apparently people that he likes enough that he is skipping the show to be with them. So I can't imagine.
Whereas I am what is going on?
Somebody's having fun.
Funk. I'm rubbing some funk on it.
We have a special guest host. You may know him as, well, we know him as New Jovian Thunderbolt.
The man.
He has been on before.
The myth.
But he is, Brita?
Yes.
The call is in your house.
Yes, it is. The call is coming from my house. Yeah, unlike Weird, I actually enlist my house guests to be on the show.
Yeah, see, that would have been great.
No, what? Maybe force is a better word.
Is that a ice cream truck going by?
It is.
Run out and get me a bomb pop.
I can't. I'm trapped in the basement.
Ugh.
That's right. She doesn't let T-Bolt out of the basement.
Are you chained?
Well, at least I'm not in the cistern this time.
Yeah, that's good.
Cistern or cesspool?
Cistern. She's nice.
Cistern's cleaner than cesspool.
They're both damp. Ugh. One's much worse than the other.
So damp.
Well, it's officially Ohio, summer in Ohio. So we have open windows and lots of sounds. So I apologize for like the ice cream truck and the traffic and the birds.
It just adds to the ambiance.
It's the ambience.
Yeah.
It's hot. Yeah. I'm schwitzing like a pudding at a picnic.
It's not that hot.
Oh, man.
Especially when T-Bolt is used to.
We have air conditioning in where I'm from.
Yeah, we don't have air conditioning.
That's a difference.
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees there now, right?
Oi, Gewalt.
80. It got down to 80 at about midnight.
Yeah.
At least I'm not Virginia.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem. I'm in the, you know, we're rapidly approaching the time in Texas where, you know, it gets down to 90 at night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Man. So.
Anything happened this week?
Nah.
Nothing in the news.
Yes. I got a new gun.
I hate you. But only in a nice way.
If you had bought it 4 years ago, it would have been $1,000 cheaper.
I don't know.
Stupid Walking Dead, double the price on you.
Yeah, I don't, you know, because I've been watching them for a while, and I think they've actually dropped in price recently. Because this one I picked up, this one was a 77 model, and it's almost pristine. It has slight edge wear, just like slight. The cylinder's tight, lockup is tight. There's no rattle in the cylinder. No scratches anywhere on it. It doesn't look like it was ever carried. And I got it for like $2,600.
Wow, that's a really good price.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That's at least a grand less than I've seen any of them.
Right. Now I've seen a lot. Now some of the rarer ones are more like ones from the 50s and 60s.
Oh yeah.
Are you know $4,000-$6,000 depending on what you get. So mine's just a 6-inch. Oh, I guess I should say what it is. It's actually my Grail gun. It's one I've wanted since like the 70s, I guess. It's a Colt Python, which has been one of my, and I've had an opportunity to buy one at several points in my life, but I always was always, you know, the first time it was like $1,000 and I was like, eh, it's too expensive for a revolver. And that's when they were still making them, you know,
you're lucky this season, the price went down because the price of baseball bats with barbed wire wrapped around them went up to $500-$600.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know the Python was like a Walking Dead thing. until I started looking to see if anybody still made a holster for them. And then I was just like, Google, like the first 10 links is like, you know, Walking Dead, Walking Dead. I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So. What do you mean holster? A 686 holster would fit that. Any of the Smith & Wesson ones.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny is I guess holster makers really aren't interested in making holsters for out of production guns. Go figure. And honestly, I don't know if I want to carry a almost $3,000 revolver.
Of course, bingo. You do.
Anyway,
of course you do.
Yeah, I know. I do. I do, Jay.
Because Texas has open carry.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. That would be.
I literally cannot think of a more appropriate open carry.
Good barbecue gun.
It would make an awesome barbecue gun. Yes,
good. I think you should contact Dennis.
I already did. He said he's only made one holster for a Python, and that was for a cowboy action guy several years ago. And I said I don't want, you know, I want more like a hip, you know, style holster.
You want a hipster one?
No, I just want one that rides up on the hip. I don't want a, you know, one hanging down, flopping around.
What would a hipster holster look like?
The hipsters wouldn't have a holster. They don't have guns.
It'd be an ironic holster.
Yeah, it'd have a banana in it or something.
Alan, I think you should tell the story of how you came to buy this gun.
What?
Well, because of that post on Facebook.
You bought a gun off Facebook?
Oh no, I was just pissing and moaning about how crappy the investment options were right now because of the state of the economy, and you know, everything looks like it's about to turn into crap. And I was pissing and moaning about, and somebody said,
why are you such a girl?
No, somebody mentioned, old Smith and Wesson revolvers in cardboard boxes. And
yes,
and
paper boxes.
Right. And I made the comment that, Pythons had outperformed gold over like the last 40 years. Which they have, if you go look at inflation, they, and the price of pythons, they have outperformed gold. And that got me thinking, and I was like, well, shit, you know what? let me go on GunBroker real quick and see what's out there. And,
just buy 10 more of them.
Yeah, I think one's enough. You want to diversify. You don't want all your assets and,
Fine. Singer sewing machine, 1911. How about Union Switch and Signal? They're the second rare one. You could probably afford one of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to know someone that had a Singer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pitter-pat.
Anyway, that's my... So I finally got my, you know...
Grail gun
that I've wanted... I mean, it's one of many. I mean, of course, there's always, you know, the Thompson submachine gun and the,
you know. Of course.
So.
Well, that's my grill gun too. I have it.
Yeah, we
have the Browning.
Browning BAR.
Yeah, the BAR.
Let's see what else. I still want a Model 29.
Get out of my head, Alan.
I know, isn't it crazy?
It's a triple lock.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It'd be nice, but you know, like a grand.
Yeah.
I know I should own a grand, but I just can't bring myself to drop the, what are they now, $1,200?
Yeah.
Yep.
That much, huh? Whew, I should sell mine.
You know, and if you don't have a place to shoot one, you know, I mean, for to do a grand justice, you need at least a 500-yard range.
Kind of hard to put a scope on them.
True.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could shoot a grand with iron sights now the way my eyes are.
Yeah. It's young people like Rita don't have a problem.
Hey, I wear reading glasses.
You need those. You, grand's definitely designed for those, you know, 18 to 20 year olds with good eyesight.
Yeah, perfect
eyesight. I've often wondered about that, like, because you're supposed to focus on the front sight. And then, like, I'm like, okay, so do I need my reading glasses, or can I use just my contacts, or, you know, what?
That's what you need a scope for.
Yeah, that's
getting distance glasses recently since my LASIK surgery. My eyes have deteriorated. I can see the holes again. That's a big, nice. Big deal.
Hey.
Wow, 22 holes. I can see them without bringing the target back.
Nice.
I'm telling you. Now I don't need safety glasses or safety goggles. I froze my glasses.
Until one gets behind your glasses.
Yeah, I know that trick.
Whoops.
It was doing that with safety goggles anyway. Especially when I was firing that M1 carbine that kept hitting me right in the forehead, right in the
skin. They do that. It's on Dink. Purpose. Oh. Son of a... Whang. Don't.
Ow.
Don't All these little burn marks on my forehead.
Yeah, and we don't have any padding. So
last time I forget my hat.
Yeah. Well, the fun part is when I wear like a boonie hat, and they collect
on top. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't realize it, then you turn your head, and there's a shower of brass.
Oh man. So when you shoot at the basement range, do you get to collect the brass?
Oh. Yeah, you could.
Jay?
Yeah. I'm sorry, that was a duh.
Well, I just wondered.
Yes.
Why do you care? You don't reload.
Not yet.
I did buy a reloading press. I haven't done anything with it.
Another investment.
No, it's because 300 Blackout is so damn expensive. I got a single stage press and dies for 300 Blackout. I figured, if once I shoot it enough to have a good brass collection, I'll start reloading them.
It's getting cheaper again.
Yeah, it's still expensive.
It'll get down there.
The next 8 years, buy all the ammo you need.
Well, yeah, that's another, since we're talking about investments, the price of bullets. I mean, if you'd have stocked up on 22 ammo, 15, 20 years ago, you'd probably have outperformed the stock market.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's knowing when to sell. I probably waited too long on 22 long rifle.
Yeah, it'll come around again. The next time a Democrat gets elected, it'll
President
be
bad. Biden. Yep.
Yeah, it'll be bad.
No. President Warren.
Yeah.
President Sanders.
Oh, no.
Although I did hear an interesting theory that it'll be Kamala Harris.
What?
Yep.
That was, yeah, I'm like, no.
The rude senator.
Oh, I've heard that too. But
she checks off all the boxes.
She's got executive experience as an attorney general, senator. She's a lady. She's a girly type.
I just heard Tom Jones there. She's a lady. Come on, sing it with me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay. All right. This is going to hell in a handbasket. Let's talk about something more upbeat. Let's talk about liberals shooting Republicans.
Democrats buy guns to shoot other Democrats and occasionally Republicans. Republicans buy guns to go hunting, target shooting, and protect themselves against Democrats.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, if I was in Alexandria, I can carry in Alexandria. I would have been probably strapped. Since I suck at softball or baseball, I wouldn't be playing. So I'd be sitting around, trainer handing out towels or whatever.
You know, I have to say that I was shocked to learn that the only people there that were carrying were the police officers.
Rand Paul wasn't strapped.
No, I was shocked.
In all fairness, they were probably either coming from or going to D.C.
True.
Okay.
Either before or after.
And they were in a sports uniform.
You don't think a congressman could get a concealed carry in D.C.?
No.
Maybe not, actually.
Representative Loudermilk wants to make it legal for a congressman to carry in D.C. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not make it legal for everybody carrying D.C. there, Loudermilk? But it does bring up the point that they cannot now carry legally in D.C.
Well, that is bizarre to me.
Yeah. But doesn't the Congress and the Senate, don't they pass the laws for D.C.? I mean, don't they manage D.C.?
Sort of. They sort of have a hands-off policy, and they can veto really bad things, but they rarely do. It's sort of like the Queen in England. She can veto laws over there. She just never has. But Congress, the only thing they really pull D.C. up short on is budget stuff. So money, because, you know, they give them a lot of money. They're going to control that. But D.C. does pretty much what they want.
Well, that's a shame.
You know, they think about, oh, Congress, and they whine about it because Congress does control and can, and they chafe at that. They want that control back, but they do pretty much what they want. And gun policy is something that the Congress hasn't wanted to step in and do anything about.
Figures.
Yep.
So anyway, in case anybody hasn't heard, which is ludicrous, I don't even know what to call him. Apparently some kind of like ravenous Bernie Sanders.
He's a Bernie bro.
But he was also really into the Republican bashing groups. I mean, I saw a thing that listed all the Facebook groups he was a member of, and they were all like, you know, kill the GO. You know, there was just one Republican bashing group after another.
GOP's the Taliban.
Yeah.
GOP's full of rich people, so we need 20 more tax brackets. Don't tell the Democrats that. They won't like that. Tax brackets for the rich people.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny how the media always points to the conservatives for creating a climate of hate.
Name a Republican that went on a shooting spree.
None.
Since 1865, or assassinated somebody.
Yeah.
No, that couldn't have been a Republican. I heard he's a Hollywood actor.
I'm okay saying there may have been a few here and there.
There are exceptions that prove the rule.
Right. The overwhelming majority has been, liberal nutcases.
And Democrats are super violent. They're mentally unstable and ready to snap.
Well, apparently. I do like, there was one of the guys there, Mo Brooks, was asked.
From Alabama, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was asked if because he was there, and he was asked if the incident had changed his view on guns. And, basically his answer was no. He said, as with any constitutional provision in the Bill of Rights, there are adverse aspects to each of those rights that we enjoy as people. And what we just saw here was one of the bad side effects of someone not exercising those rights properly. But we're not going to get rid of freedom of speech just because some people say some really ugly things to hurt other people's feelings. We're not going to get rid of the Fourth Amendment search and seizure rights because it allows some criminals to go free who should be behind bars. The rights are there to protect Americans. And while each of them has a negative aspect, they are fundamental to our being the greatest nation in world history. So no, I'm not changing my position on any of the rights we enjoy as Americans, which was an awesome answer.
Yeah.
And that was completely off the cuff. It's not like he had a couple of days to go home and have someone write it for him.
Right.
Which is, that's just impressive as hell.
Yeah. That's what's in his DNA.
I would like to point one thing out though. Like in the aftermath of the November election and so far this year, we've seen the left and the various actors play acting at getting guns and some people have cautioned that, you know, oh no, they know what they're doing. I think this latest nutball proved that no, they don't.
Yeah, didn't he? He fired like 60, 70, 80 shots.
Yeah. He's clearly not a former Marine.
And he fired a whole bunch, and you know, he injured numerous people, some of them severely, but he was taken out by men with handguns.
And right.
When the man with the 45 comes up against a man with a rifle, the man with the 45, he loses.
Right. See, that's what
according to Clint Eastwood.
That's kind of what I was thinking. This guy didn't really know what he was doing. He just got a rifle and went out and shot.
And, you know, and
I mean, thank goodness he didn't know.
Well, that's how Democrats think about firearms, right. Though, that if you just point it and shoot it, people will die.
Right.
That's how they feel. You know, that's how they feel about firearms, that they think they're like these magical weapons that
magic wand.
Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Read another book.
How many times do you see in the movies where somebody pulls out a gun and everybody's like, oh my God, he's got a gun. And the guy stands there and like pointing at everyone. And then when he gets ready to shoot, he jacks the slide and actually loads
it. Oh my God.
Cocks the hammer on his Glock. That's my personal thing.
Like the mere presence of a gun is somehow like petrifying.
Do we know what he had yet?
I heard SKS, but I don't know.
He shot AKA, an awful lot of times for 10 round reloads.
Yeah, I don't know.
SKS, M4, shotgun, pistol.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard.
They touched on every one of the Rolling Stone deadliest firearms except Derringer.
Right. So. At the very least, it's supposedly a rifle and a pistol. I heard the shots in the video.
Yeah.
And some of them are definitely rifle and some of them are definitely pistol just from the sound, but
I wonder if the pistol or the cops are turning fire though.
Yes, they were. That's a theory.
Yeah. Could have been, but
that's why he didn't hit as much because he was under fire the entire time, pretty much.
Hmm. Well, you know, like somebody pointed out that, I mean, one of the congressmen that was there pointed out, I forgot who it was, but he was saying basically if that guy hadn't been there with his DC police security detail, they would have been sitting targets because there would have been nobody to return fire, which, you know, kind of points out. I mean, if I was, you know,
good guy with a gun,
if I was the, you know, one of those Congress critters, I think my next visit to the House floor would be to introduce some sort of carry bill or something.
Like a reciprocity bill?
Yeah. Or it's
already been introduced.
Right. Or, you know, or something. I mean, use it, you know, use the moral outrage to accomplish something.
Now you sound like a gun banner.
Well, I mean, you know, the tactic
right,
works.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
You know, it's been used against us for you know, decades. Might as well use it for something good.
Agreed.
And the Hearing Protection Act has been added to some sort of omnibus bill that also includes changing the rules about, you know, sporting requirements for imports and a bunch of other stuff, which makes me think it might have a better chance of passing.
Would have had a hearing on it the day that the shooting happened.
Oh, really?
Yep, they canceled it because of the day the shooting happened.
Oh.
Inconvenient that.
Hmm.
Where's those cats?
The cats are up here on the bed with me.
Ronan!
He's listening to you, though. He's like sitting here listening to you down the steps.
Cat, come here.
Go see.
You sound like you're packing your smokes, man.
That's since 2013.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it was Memorial Day 2013.
I forced him to it.
Good, good. Yeah. Thank you.
Electroshock in the cistern. Mm-hmm. All that water. Oh.
Yeah.
You're well, saying you waterboarded T-Bolt.
You know,
well,
the way,
you know, you got to do what you got to do.
The way things the way things are going, in another couple of years, they'll discover that cigarettes are actually really good for you.
No, they're not. They're awful.
Keep you from getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you die of lung cancer before you become eligible for Alzheimer's.
Seriously.
Well, everything else is good for you that used to be bad.
Egg, salt.
Yeah.
Meat.
Meat.
Saturated fats. Oh, more lard.
Delicious. It's like suddenly breakfast is fun again.
I had steak and eggs for the first time. Oh. It was delicious.
Put meat in here.
I had like a runny fried egg on a steak, and it was really good. So I'm all in favor.
Where'd you buy it, or is it home?
What? At home.
Ah, even better. Those sandwich steaks that they sell at the grocery store, just real thin sliced beef that you're supposed to make into sandwiches. I use that for my steak and egg steak, real thin. Fries up fast is the important bit. Fries up as fast as the egg.
We'll get some at the butcher's.
What about Chili Mac? Have you had Chili Mac since you've been in Cleveland?
We don't have it in Cleveland. It's Cincinnati.
Oh, sorry. I just assumed that you
no.
If you want Cincinnati chili, you got to go to Hard Times, Jay. It's right there in Herndon.
Ohio is big enough that they have several regional variations on cuisine.
Well, D.C. is odd because it has all the chili in one place. And it's a place called Hard Times. It's the best chili parlor in the entire country. They have Texas and Terlingua chili. You'd be very proud of both of them, Alan. And you'd get proper Cincinnati chili, not that microwave stuff that you've already eaten.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants any Cincinnati chili at all.
No.
It's just a nice, fine grind tomato-based chili ketchup with a little bit of cinnamon in it.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the cinnamon, and you know, the Skyline chili was invented by a Greek guy in Cincinnati, and the cinnamon makes sense because in a lot of Greek food they put cinnamon with savory meat kind of dishes. So cinnamon and chili makes sense.
It's an Eastern Mediterranean thing. It sounds right. Yeah, that's a poor way to try Cincinnati chili, Alan. I feel bad for you.
I tried to make it as awful as possible.
Yeah, I know. Brita went out of her way to make it the worst possible experience.
If I could figure out a way to ship you some Hard Times chili, I will.
You have to do a video, though.
Freeze not the it, vegetarian version.
Freeze it and pack it in dry ice, I guess.
I guess, yeah, like lobster. Yeah. 1-800-LOBSTER.
You know, speaking of Ohio, Illinois,
what?
your horrible neighbor, Illinois.
It's two states.
Illinois
over.
Is not our neighbor.
Two states
it's,
over.
It's just down the street. Come on.
There's Indiana and then Illinois.
You don't like that neighbor of yours down there, Wyoming.
Yeah. not even close. You know, exactly. Illinois is having all these is like going to be like the first state to go bankrupt.
Oh yeah,
and
unless you count Puerto Rico.
Well, yeah. Well, Puerto Rico is not really a state. They're.
Well, they just voted for it.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
Nothing stopping them now.
Anyway, Powerball and Mega Millions are pulling out of Illinois. That's how bad Illinois is. The lotteries are leaving because their fiscal situation is so bad. The lottery is afraid they won't get the money.
That guy that shot
up California?
Huh?
They're still in California though?
I don't know if they were ever in California. California's weird about shit like that. But anyway, no, I'm serious. The reason they pulled out is because they can't get their money from the state.
Their cut isn't coming.
Right.
So Illinois has been stiffing the lottery.
Because there's no budget, and the state's like, well, we're not authorized to make payments to Mega Millions. So, you know, I mean, it's, yeah. So, anyway.
That guy that shot up the baseball fields from Illinois.
Yeah, there you go.
One less taxpayer for him, I guess.
Yep. He was living in a van down by the river. I don't think he's paying a lot of taxes.
Yeah, that guy, that whole thing is weird because his wife is like, well, he left a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago, and, you know.
What's he do for a living? Where's his money coming from?
I think he's retired.
He was a union laborer.
I heard he was a building inspector from 94 to 97. So he hasn't worked for 20 years?
He was union.
Well, building inspector is a post-union job. I mean, is Soros writing him checks directly or through a third party?
I thought it was a CIA operation. Isn't that what all the assassinations are?
What? CIA operations. Good point. I didn't think of that. It's not J. Edgar Hoover this time.
Yeah. Which is, you know, it's funny is because one of the like super conspiracy theories is that all the strife that bubbles up to the top is really just factional infighting of the CIA. Because you know, all the reporters are on the payroll of the CIA. That came out. I mean, that's an actual real thing. There's the CIA, I forget what the name of it was, but they actually paid all the reporters and newsreaders money to, you know, occasionally talk about a story the CIA wanted to talk about or not talk about one they didn't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm sure
I believe that source.
Well, no, it's an actual thing. Hang on.
He's gonna look it up on Wikipedia.
No, I got it. Operation Mockingbird. Which is
what years?
Began in the early 50s.
And ended in 60 what?
Never ended.
I'm dubious because I know how competent they are.
Well, as of 2007, it was still going on. So there you go.
Bush's fault.
Yeah, sure it's hit.
Yep. So there you go. It's all the CIA, you know, because you know, if you spend any time paying attention to conspiracy theories, the reason we're in Afghanistan is because the CIA wanted more direct access to the heroin poppies.
Yeah.
And that's the reason we haven't left. And all the fighting over Afghanistan was from the Soviet Union up to today has been to control the heroin trade worldwide.
I was told it was blood for oil. Michael Moore promised me.
Yeah, the heroin oil, poppy oil.
We were putting a Dakota Access pipeline in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Through the mountains, because that's where you put pipelines, right?
Right, from Uzbekistan to the coast, so we could send it to New Jersey, process it into gasoline for our cars, so we don't have to get those Teslas that everybody wants. GM, who killed the GM's electric car?
GM.
Yeah.
Because it was shitty.
The customers that didn't buy it.
Yeah, the customers. Nobody wanted one.
The same people that killed the Geo Metro?
Yeah.
People that killed the Edsel.
This thing sucks, man. They did a study. Did you see the one about they did a study about basically looked at the finances behind buying a Tesla. And they basically said that if without the subsidies, Tesla's market would be zero.
It's another 30,000 a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that sustainable?
It's not. Well, it's just like windmills. You know, it's windmills are net negative.
Alan, yeah. Alan, call them by their real name, Bird Cuisinarts.
Bird Cuisinarts, yeah. Oh, yeah, go. You want to see something disgusting, go. And I don't recommend doing this, but go to YouTube and look at windmills. Look up, just search for like windmill killed birds or something like that. And you'll see all kinds of
corpses.
You'll see all kinds of videos where people are like sitting out by windmills watching them whack birds left and right. And I'm talking like the big ones, like the condors and eagles and stuff like that.
poor things.
And but they take more energy to create a windmill than the windmill will ever produce in its entire life. So,
No, that can't be true. They're always telling us that wind and solar are free.
Yeah.
Oh, they're free. I'm like, are you insane? Mm. Like, you do realize that solar, it doesn't come down from the sun into a battery. It didn't just get collected into a battery. They're the solar panels. You know, perhaps you've seen the giant farms.
Mm. Oh, yeah, those kill birds, too.
Yes, it's like a giant space laser, which is kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
They fall to the ground smoking.
Yeah, it's like a free meal.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need a solar array next to a windmill farm.
Oh.
Just chop it up right there. Boom, you've got pulled condor.
Oh, man. Hit the windmill and fall right into the cooking zone of the solar plant.
Hey, Nidra. Not Nidra. Hey, Brita.
Yes.
How come you haven't put solar panels on your house?
Well, I live in Cleveland.
They only get sun like 3 months out of the year.
3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Are there any houses around here with solar panels?
No. We do have the wind things, though. A lot of... We have those big, like, windmill things.
You have about 8 of them I've seen around your city.
Yeah.
Little ones. The big ones are on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Yeah.
The big, big ones, right by the mountains. Hey, Jay, how about you? Solar panels on roofs in your neighborhood?
Not in our neighborhood. I don't think the HOA allows them.
Really? Oh, there.
Yeah.
I got some in mind.
You know what I find is really hysterical about solar panels? The left is all big, you know, Trump's going to kill the environment. Republicans hate the environment, blah, 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 blah. It was so much better under Obama. Oh, you mean the guy who levied huge tariffs against Chinese solar panels because they were charging less than his buddies at Solyndra?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people were putting up these solar panels made in China. Which, by the way, is where they mine all of the minerals that go into, not minerals, but they mine all of the resources that go into making a solar panel. They're strip mined in China. So this, they're good for the earth, is a big steaming crock.
Right.
And they were selling solar panels cheap.
And then the batteries that you got to hook those things up to are even worse.
But they were selling these Chinese solar panels cheap. And then Obama's buddies, his green buddies, said, wait a minute, we can't compete with that. So wham, they hit them with tariffs and cheap solar panels went away.
On my way up here, I've passed by the Chevy Cruze factory at Lordstown, Ohio.
Where they make
all Chevy Cruze.
Did you have to roll your window up?
It's not that bad. It's a new factory. I've been coming up here for a few years since like the first blog shoot. When was that? Like 2009, 2008?
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, since then they've like taken up a third of the parking lot with solar panels. I guess they need workers to park there while they're making Chevy Cruzes. But so the GM plant is chock full. I think that was when it was still Government Motors when they put that up.
If they were smart, they'd put them up on poles and park underneath them.
No, they're exactly.
It's about GM. You answered the question at the start.
They're not that high, but you got a good point there, Alan, that they failed to consider.
Yeah.
You know, keep the rain off your car and the sun and shade. And, you know, summertime, your car won't be so hot.
Yep. You know, here's the other thing about solar panels that a lot of people don't understand is that, well, in the first place, they're very inefficient. As far as, you know, converting sunlight to electricity, they're very inefficient. There's a lot of loss. Also, it is a flat surface. Even if it is angled to, you know, get the optimal incident of the light rays from the sun, it's still a flat surface. And flat surfaces collect dirt and crud and dust and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, about 3.5 weeks after you put your shiny new solar panels up, it starts collecting a layer of crud. And that cuts your output drastically. So you got to, you know, everybody that puts solar panels up on their roof forgets that you got to go up and clean them.
Windex.
Yeah.
Where do they put them on?
On the roof.
The roof.
I thought you had cats, not dogs.
The roof.
Anyway.
That's right, but you do have to clean them because if you have oak trees,
yes,
there's all kinds of little things that fall on them.
And dust, and especially if you're in, you know, Texas, you know, you'll come out. I mean, if you've ever walked outside and gotten your car and gone, oh man, I need to wash the pollen and crud and dust off my windshield so I can see to drive. That's what's on your solar panels. So
you got to get up on the roof.
Yeah. Which, you know, nobody does. So, the whole thing's a boondoggle.
Get the ladder out of the cellar.
Yeah.
And put it up on the roof.
Yeah. No cellar.
Shake
in
off
Texas.
The acorns.
get the damn acorns. The pecans.
Actually, in Texas, you put up your nice shiny new solar panels, then you get one of those spring thunderstorms that drops softball sized hail on it and smashes them all to crap. And your insurance company will go, yeah, that's not covered.
Then you insurance. Just go to one of those
insurance.
Apple stores, insurance.
And
get some of that Gorilla glass that they're putting on Apple iPhones.
You know what? Those break too. I don't know. Yeah, Gorilla glass is supposed to be so damn tough, but you know, it breaks the minute you drop it too. I don't know
Stupid Apple products. Should have sold that stock in 2009.
I don't know. It's
once Steve Jobs died,
the stock keeps going up.
You're the one telling me a correction's coming.
Well, it did. It hit. You didn't see it?
Is it today?
Well, the last couple of days, there's been a huge, all the tech stocks are down and everybody's pissing and moaning about it.
Well, I've been busy coming here.
Yeah.
It's Trump's fault.
Yeah, no, actually it's the Fed's fault, but that's all right.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. This week on The Economy Today. What else happened this week?
Darn acorns.
Yeah.
Acorns, inflation,
insurance.
My stupid Apple Watch just told me to stand up, which is not going to
stand
happen.
Up.
No.
You can shake your arm.
Stand up. Get up.
He goes right for Bob Marley. Well played.
So does anybody
move your arm like up and down for a whole minute?
Yeah, I'm not going
to. You get real sleepy?
I'm not going to.
What are you? Stonewall Jackson?
I'm not going to try to fake my watch.
It works, though.
I can just hit dismiss and it's fine. Does anybody watch ESPN?
That's sports.
What?
Yes.
It was on at the bar. Nidra,
Brita, well, apparently ESPN is ESPN's owned by Disney now, right?
They own Marvel and ESPN.
You know, ESPN's been gradually going down this social justice rat hole for a long time now. The latest incident was one of the ESPN news talkers has come up with the idea that since the NFL plays the national anthem at games, they are injecting politics into football.
Because of course they are.
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch football. Too much politics.
So this came up, apparently this came up in a discussion about Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, I think.
The bad quarterback that can't get a job.
The one that nobody wants to hire. And so these guys are all butthurt because nobody wants to hire him. And this guy's argument was that, you know, somebody said, well, you know, it's his fault for trying to bring politics into football. And so this guy's response was, well, by playing the national anthem, they've put, you know, they're bringing politics into football. So, yeah.
Kaepernick knew that he was on his way out.
Of course.
Last year. So he did what a lot of institutions do when they realize they're dying. It's you roll hard left and then die.
Right.
That way, when you do die, some other industry will hire you and buy you up because you did your right politics on your way out.
Right. And you look
principled that way. So this is what he's doing. He's angling for something else, the next thing.
Of course.
So this time next year, he'll be settled in some sort of leftist job, making decent money.
He may be a talking head on ESPN.
ESPN, exactly. If ESPN is still a thing.
It may not be.
Porter was a record number of people cutting their cords because of ESPN.
Yep.
So figure out a way to put football on YouTube without all the people being political about it, and you're going to make $1 million.
Yeah, can you see the next time the NFL puts TV rights out for auction, somebody like Netflix or Hulu or somebody like that coming
Ashley
up
Madison.
And winning the bid on that? Because Netflix has the money. Netflix could, you know, Netflix is, like we've mentioned before, you know, they're making theatrical style, big name actor movies and just showing them on Netflix.
That's all they got, though.
Well, but
any movies.
They could do, they could have a sports thing. They could stream ESPN. I mean, they could stream football.
Major League.
Yeah.
Bull Durham. The Longest Yard. North Al Sporty.
I don't watch sports at all, but I love sports movies.
Yes.
Why is that? Why is that, Brita?
I don't know.
Psychoanalyze us, Brita.
I can't.
Brita, what's your favorite sports movie? That one with Katniss.
Is that a sport? Yeah, well.
I guess that is.
Yeah.
Harry Potter had those Quidditch games.
I'm racking my brains. I'm like, what's a sport movie that I like and really.
Coming up with cool
dodgeball.
Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings. The big golf team.
Snow Dogs.
Point Break.
No. Oh, my God.
Point Break? Vaya con Dios, bro.
Is Keanu Reeves on the show?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
Come on. There's got to be something. I'm thinking. What have you liked?
No.
Yeah.
No sports.
Vampire hunting, maybe. Is that a sport?
Sure, why not?
It could be.
Yeah.
It would be a great telecast. I'd buy that pay-per-view.
Curling.
The zombie apocalypse.
I love curling. I love watching. You know what? Favorite sports movie is Rocky.
There you go.
I like boxing.
There you go.
Adrian!
Yep.
I was in Philadelphia earlier this year, and the freaking...
Did you do the steps?
No, the freaking NFL draft erected a stage over the Rocky Steps. You couldn't get
that. Sucks.
Like, are you joking?
That's like a gotta do for Philadelphia.
You gotta go
see the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, and the Rocky Steps.
We did the first two. It was the Rocky Steps we weren't able to do.
Damn it.
But Philadelphia is like 2.5 hours from here, so we'll go back.
Yeah.
We'll probably go back without the children.
When you do, hop across the river and see the Battleship New Jersey when you're there.
Wife and kids did
that. And the Olympia. I like the Olympia.
The Olympia is nice, too. Actually, that's the Olympia is really nice. It's the Great White Fleet ship.
Racist.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah, it is racist, but, you know, that
was painted white.
Different time.
That's because semen is white.
It was so painted.
Oh.
Jay. Oh, my God.
Not really a dad joke.
That's terrible.
We have plumb new lows.
Well, we made it to
80.
We made it to like 56 minutes in.
That's not bad.
Well, we called half of you the wrong name three times.
That's okay. You're only staying in my house. You don't need to know my name.
Exactly.
Are you calling her Brenda?
No.
He's calling me Nidra.
My work wife.
Who is his work wife, and she's like this big black woman.
No.
I don't think I bear any resemblance.
No, you do not.
Well.
I could pick you out of a lineup easy. It was her. That one. That's the one, officer.
I don't know. Brita wouldn't be in a lineup.
What?
She's too smart to
especially get with her and five very large black women. Who assaulted you, sir? 5 foot tall, skinny white girl. We'll go give you a lineup, see if you can pick her out. That one! The white
that's
one!
That's not fair.
That's lineup
the one that's glowing
you.
In the dark.
The Irish one.
I think, doing a complete one, a quick 180 here on the the topic. Did you see where, I have to keep telling myself that Putin is not a nice guy.
I know he's your man crush.
But
he's funny sometimes.
He has offered asylum to Comey.
Oh.
He's funny.
He's funny.
He keeps coming up with these brilliant
trolls.
Jabs, these trolls. It's amazing. I don't know. It's
gotta credit him for that skill.
Yeah. You come to Russia, we give you asylum. Oh man.
You son of a bitch, I read your book.
I know.
Ronan. Come here, Ronan. Come on, Ronan. Ronan.
Uh-oh.
Cats okay. Drink.
Did
it's, food time.
We were
oh, dish.
Apparently one of the super secret what's his name? Snowden. Didn't he work for Booz Allen?
Yes, he did.
They're apparently in trouble.
They've always been in trouble.
Their stock tanked today after it came out that the Department of Justice is investigating them for their charging practices.
Oops.
So
they can't catch a break.
Yeah.
They got to hire a reality winner now.
I can't believe that name. Every time I read it, it makes no sense to me.
Like, you know.
Is that a real name?
Yes, that's a real name.
Man.
Reality winner.
Fantasy loser.
It doesn't sound real.
Come on. Her real name.
Come here.
I mean, who names their kid?
Reality?
Yeah.
She went by Sarah.
Did she?
Yes.
No.
Well, if your name was Reality, you might go by Sarah, too.
And she went by Shmarmy. That's all the pictures of her. Gah. This may go on a slapper. Stop smirking.
She has a merkin?
One of those.
Stop smirking. Well, she's not smirking now.
All right. Well.
Hope you like the taste of prison food.
Oh. I don't know. She might make it to prison. Oh, let's hope. Heard the cat. Drink.
Drink.
Ronan meow. I don't know which mic that came in on.
That was mine. He's down by me. He's pacing now. Uh-oh. Do you have something for me?
Is it time? Is it the
T-Bolt?
It is time.
It's almost time.
T-Bolt, do you have something? You're not going to finish it. Why are you in such a hurry? Stupid cat.
Oh.
I can tell it's Ronan by the color of his
never testicles. Ronan has big black balls.
He's got salty chocolate balls.
He does.
Oh, man.
I don't know if they're salty or not. Hold on, Cat. Come here.
Now the show has completely gone off the rails.
Tag does not have black balls.
I've got black balls.
T-Bolt's going to do it. T-Bolt's going to do a taste test here.
Cats don't sweat.
Yeah, they do.
That's why they lick you. That's why Cosmo likes to lick your hair after you've been in the ocean.
They sweat through their feet.
Wow.
Have you ever seen wet cat footprints on anything?
Yes.
I don't know about that. Prove it. You don't post enough video of Cosmo running. I used to love those. See how he like balanced by switching his tail over to the side.
I'll try to get more
to compensate.
He actually runs a little more now that he's lost weight.
You can hop up on your lap.
Yeah. Is he on the fat boy diet?
Yeah, he's on the fat cat diet. The vet gave him. I got to feed him the fat cat food. Which,
remember the fat boy diet in Paris Island? All those guys had to sit together at that one table.
Yeah, I was in San Diego, but yeah, they had which, you know, it's always, it kind of mystified me. You know, the Marine Corps had such stringent standards of, you know, who they let in. I'm like, hey, how did all these fat guys get in?
Well, I got one guy at work. The guy went there knowing that he'd be at the fat boy table, but he was like 6'7". They go, you'd be great for carrying stuff. So let's see what we can do with you.
Your MOS is mule.
He ended up carrying the batteries for the radios.
Oh boy!
So yeah, it was great. It's this or the machine gun. I'll take the batteries.
Oh man, I'd take the machine gun.
He loved it.
Or the mortar plate, and that like 80 poor pounds guy. Or something.
Hope this. Oh.
Oh man!
Don't fall behind. We need that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
who's typing?
We're almost out of time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But does anybody got any last requests?
If you see a Democrat, switch from yellow to orange. That's all I'm saying.
How can you tell if they're a Democrat?
Scruffy looking. Don't smell so good.
Scruffy nerf herders.
They'll let you know.
Kind of like vegans. like vegans or CrossFit people. They'll let you know.
They'll whine about Trump.
Yeah.
Look for coexist stickers.
Yep. Next.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Jay, will you be back next week?
I will. I will not be.
Brita.
I will not be shooting prairie dogs in the face next.
And I assume we'll have Weird next week.
Yes.
Are you gonna let T-Bolt go home, or are you gonna keep him trapped in the basement?
Well, you know, it depends.
If you ever need another guest host, you know where to get me.
Well, now that you
Brita's
now that,
oh,
now that you have
now that you're set up for it, yeah.
It's easier.
Oh, trust me, we'll be calling on you. You're screwed now.
That's it. You're on the hook. You're on the hook, T-Bolt.
Well, I'm going to go have a beer, and you all have a good night.
Yep. All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. Right, hope y'all. You enjoyed it.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Right. Good night.
Thanks for being
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.